Good morning, Frank.
Anne, is this good legislation or is this democratic revenge for your sister?
I believe that this is good legislation. I believe that this is legislation which brings us all into a moral line with the rest of the world. I believe it's legislation which will prevent anybody else, any other family, ever being re-traumatised in the way that I find myself being re-traumatised. And I believe it will actually protect victims. I know that others have said that I out for revenge against Mary McArdle. That could not be any further from the truth. Over the past 30 years, I haven't really thought that much about Mary McArdle. I accepted that she was released under the Good Friday Agreement. I accepted that she was out living her life and that she got married and she could enjoy her holidays and all the rest of it. But I suppose when Sinn Féin appointed her, I actually don't even think that they even believed, that they even realised just how what a drastic effect it was going to have. When I heard her name being mentioned, I felt physically sick. I panicked. I couldn't talk. I just didn't know what to do, and I find myself back in a very, very dark place. And I begged and I pleaded with Sinn Féin in those initial days to do something. I hope that by them seeing how upset and how devastating this was and how much of a mental and traumatic effect it was having on me, that they would do the right thing and stand Mary McArdle down. They could have said, look, we believe that Mary's entitled to work in this job, however we see the stress it's causing to the Travers family, and we are for all victims, for everybody, including Republican victims, that we will step her down. But they didn't do that. And so this law became necessary to prevent any other family from being re-traumatised.
You're certainly getting support over the weekend in the papers. One of the soldiers injured in Paul Kavanagh's bomb in London clearly supporting you. He wants to see Paul Kavanagh lose his job, which is inevitable if the vote is rubber stamped today. Is that something you clearly want to see? Would that give you a sense of satisfaction to see Martin McGuinness's advisor, the husband of Martina Anderson, lose his job?
I wouldn't say it like that. I wouldn't say it would give me a sense of satisfaction. That is a consequence of what will happen if this bill comes in. However, I do have to point out to your listeners that Paul Kavanagh can actually go through the appeals process. There is an appeals process set into this bill, which ensures that to give fairness, so it's non-discriminatory, which is why it actually complies with the European Court of Human Rights, Article 7. If he shows contrition to his victims and would help the police with the investigation into the bombs, then there is no reason why he cannot keep his job. You know, this is about victims being shown consideration and respect and acknowledgement and acknowledging the absolute devastating pain they've gone through, that they try to move on with their lives with, and they live with day in, day out. But when something happens, something like this, it can bring you right back to the start. And that's where we need to start to sit and deal with it in Northern Ireland. We need to start to deal with all that trauma that people feel, all that hurt that people feel, and acknowledge it and realise, you know, that we're human beings. You know, Frank, I've had things said about me over the past while, well, since I've started doing this, but more so over the past week, which have just been cruel. I mean, people call me vindictive and vengeful with this bill. I feel some of the comments I've had have been very hurtful. And it's a normal tactic by abusers to make their victim feel that they're wrong.
You do take a hard time. You have been given a hard time on, for example, Twitter. But we don't have to go very far to find other victims who believe that you've caused division by teaming up with Jim Allister on this.
Yeah, well, you know, as I said, when I was first told about this, I had a panic feeling. My heart was racing. I couldn't speak. I didn't know what to do. And the first person that I could think of who might be able to help me was Peter Robinson, as he was First Minister, and I thought perhaps he would know what to do. So I rang his office to ask for his email address, just to write to him. So I never thought that he would meet me. But he kindly did agree to meet me, and he told me that he was going to ask the finance minister to put in the vetting procedures, but that this wouldn't be applied retrospectively. So since Mary McArdle was still in her position and it was still affecting me, obviously, I still didn't know what to do. And I had been writing, actually, I'd heard also from the SDLP, I'd had support from them, I'd had support from other politicians. I heard Jim Allister on the news, and I wrote to him to thank him just for his support. And then I got a reply back from him that he thought there could be legislation. So that is how I, you know, Jim Allister was the only one up there who thought of this. So that is why I'm with him, and I'm grateful to him. And he, in my opinion, he has put victims first with this. And I know that people don't agree with all of Jim Allister's politics, and that's fine. I'd find myself not agreeing with all of his politics. But this issue is far greater than personalities. This issue is about victims, and this issue is about preventing families from being re-traumatised. And in my mind, this issue is about giving victims equal rights. Because so far in Northern Ireland, victims have been given nothing. They've been given very little. And for those who criticise this bill and who say it's been divisive, perhaps they could look at it and use it as a stepping stone for their own, you know, to be able to gain something themselves, to be able to build on. So that's all I can say to them. You know, I'm not a politician. I am just Anne. That's all I am.
And Jim Allister wants it to be referred to as Anne's Law. Do you believe it will be called that?
I was a bit taken aback whenever I heard him say that. I don't know. That's up to Jim Allister. All that I want to see, though, is that no other family is re-traumatised, and that the families of our past can say, well, look, our voices can be listened to, that if we use the right processes, we will be listened to, that we are acknowledged. And it gives, I think, if anything this does, and no matter what criticism comes to me, if there's one thing that's come out from it, is that the victim's agenda is right high up, back up there again, and that's exactly where it should stay. It shouldn't be forgotten about after today. The victims need to be dealt with. Our past needs to be dealt with, and it needs to be dealt with urgently.
Okay, Anne Travers, thanks for your time this morning. Anne Travers about to set off for Stormont. You can let us know what you think. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105.